The reading today is taken from 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, and we start at verse 1. Then King David said to the whole assembly, "My son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great, because this palatial structure is not for man, but for the Lord God. With all my resources, I have provided for the temple of my God, gold for the gold work, silver for the silver, bronze for the bronze, iron for the iron, and wood for the wood, as well as onyx for the settings, turquoise, stones of various colours, and all kinds of fine stone and marble, all of these in large quantities. Besides, in my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasures of gold and silver for the temple of my God, over and above everything I have provided for this holy temple. 3,000 talents of gold, gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver for the overlaying of the walls of the buildings. For the gold work and the silver work, and for all the work to be done by the craftsmen. Now, who is willing to consecrate himself today to the Lord?" Then the leaders of families, the officers of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly. They gave towards the work on the temple of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Anyone who had any precious stones gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord in the custody of Jehiel the Gershonite. The people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, "Praise be to you, O Lord, God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our Lord, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand." May the Lord bless this reading from his holy word.
Thank you for reading the word to us. Yeah, I enjoyed the music. Yeah, I almost went back to Zimbabwe. Normally, when guitars are played in Zimbabwe, we start to dance. Yeah, we want to thank the Lord so much for these verses, which Sheila have read for us today. You know, this month, the Church of Scotland, it set aside this month mainly for giving. So as I was going through the Bible, I decided to use this chapter for us to just mutually encourage one another with the word of God. So as I was going through this chapter, I decided not to preach today. I decided to give a teaching. So, when teaching, I will be picking some points which will help us as far as this month is concerned. Yeah, there are two words which were repeatedly said in the chapter: willingly and wholeheartedly. Willingly and wholeheartedly. So, if I am to design a topic from here, I will say serving the Lord willingly and wholeheartedly. But I will zero down again to be specific. Giving to the Lord willingly and wholeheartedly. So there are some principles which I picked from this chapter. When David wanted to build a house for the Lord told him that, no, David, you can't build a house for me because your hands are full of blood. That explanation of your hands are full of blood is just to explain that, no, David, you are a busy man. You are always in war fighting for your people. So concentrate on that one. But David said, no, I need to do something to you, Lord. I need to do something in order for your house to be built. So David decided to pledge some materials, to pledge gold, to pledge money for the building of the temple, of the house of God. But he surrenders those, that when Solomon assumes the duty, he will be the one who will be leading the work or the task to build the temple. So, the first point which I saw from this is that all giving is directed to God, or all giving is focused to God and God alone. That's why we see that David is saying, my son Solomon is still young and is inexperienced. He knew that if the people were to give and they will focus their attention, they focus their giving on Solomon, they will see that they will say, no, we are not going to give because this guy who is going to lead us is not experienced. This guy who is going to lead us is young, so we can't trust him and give our monies to him. So David was shifting the focus from the people, saying, no, you must not see Solomon when you give your treasure, when you give your gold to the church. You must not see Solomon, but see the Lord. The focus should be the Lord. You know, David said, the work is great. Why is the work great? It was for a great God. So whenever people are giving, they must shift their focus from the elders. They must shift their focus from ministers. If you are to see ministers in your giving, you will be discouraged, because ministers are just human beings like you. They are not angels who dropped from heaven. They have got their weaknesses. They have got their mistakes as well. So the focus should be God. Once you focus on God, you will give to the Lord without any blinkers. The second point, this is a good example in Africa. There is power in leading by example. David himself, as a king, he led by example by giving first. He pledged the material himself first. You know, in Zimbabwe, here you don't write receipts when you give your money, your juice to the church. In Zimbabwe, we write receipts. When you give your tithes, in Zimbabwe we are still giving tithes. If you give your tithes, the deacon or the elder will write a receipt and give you for reconciliation at the same time as a proof that you have paid. So I said to myself, one of the days we were in the cake session, and I said, right, guys, we want to see whether we are leading by example. So I want to go through the receipt books to the from January to June to see whether the elders are also giving to the Lord. And one of the elders says, oh, no, Reverend, we can't do that. You know, there is power in leading by example. If the people are to say that, no, our leader is doing it. So the people were encouraged because they saw that David himself led by example by giving first. So our Lord himself is a giver. You know, I always enjoy in this matrix of giving of the Lord. God himself gave us his son, and his son gave his life. So it is up to now. God gave to us his son. After giving us his son gave us his life. What about you? What are you going to give to the Lord? Third point, giving is voluntary. Giving is voluntary. You know, verse 5 from the chapter which we have read says, who is willing to give? Who is willing to give? It must be done in a correct manner. You know the story of Sapphira and Ananias in the book of Acts chapter 5. Yes, they wanted to give, but they didn't do it in a good manner, and the Lord was not happy with that. The people found it easy to give during the time of David because they saw that the king himself gave willingly, so they were happy to follow the example of David. Giving as well, point number 4, it must be done wholeheartedly. You know, one of the theme verse of my life is Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, which says, whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly as to the Lord, not as unto men. Whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly as to the Lord, not as unto men. You know, if I am to say everything when giving, it must be done wholeheartedly. I am very happy about the culture here. People, they give, they donate to charities, they donate to churches, they donate to all those people who are in need. You know, sometimes, yes, you can give the coat or a shirt which doesn't fit you well, so there's no need to keep that shirt at home. You can donate it to the charity. But, you know, as a preacher, sometimes you tend to learn every day from what you see, what you observe, what you hear. So I said to myself, this is a good culture of giving and donating. But at the same time, people must not only donate or give only those clothes which are no longer fitting them. They must be prepared to give even those special things which they love most. Because in Zimbabwe, I always tell people that, no, when you give, our God is not only for old things, you guys. Our God is also for new things. Why do you want to bring old things to the Lord? You have to bring also good things to the Lord. The concern here on wholeheartedly, the concern is about what is inside. You know, if you are to read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, it says, each man must give what he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly and under compulsion for God. For God loves a cheerful giver. So what you give is just a result of what is in the heart, is a result of what is inside. So, you know, I always laugh when I am talking to some of my fellows as far as giving is concerned. I always say to them, giving is proportional. You give according to your ability. There is no one here must be a standard or a measure of how we must give. The measure should be Christ. The measure is according to your proportion. The measure is according to how you understand your God, how you feel about your God, how you understand the grace that is upon you. That must determine how you give. Point number six, no one is exempted from giving. You know, some of the people, they say, I don't give because I don't have. Giving is not for those who have a plenty of things. We have plenty of money, we have much. Giving is for everyone. I always say, you know, that parable of the widow who gave little money in the church, in the temple. I think by then, the people, when they come to give, they were giving whilst Jesus was at the podium like this, and Jesus was looking. If he had to drop £5, he says, okay, this one will put £100, but he has got 3 million in his account. He said, it's okay. So the widow came and gave few shillings, few pounds. That is the only man that widow had. And Jesus said, yeah. He recommended that. He said, this is pure giving. This is good giving. You know, I always joke and say, Jesus didn't took the little money which the widow gave to the church and give back to the widow. No. He didn't return back. Said, no. Even if you're a widow, you don't have much, but you have to give to the Lord. So no one is exempted from giving. True giving brings joy to the giver. You know, as we have read in verse 9, the people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced. True giving as well humbles the giver. It elevates God and position you on your position. What belongs to the Lord must be to the Lord. What belongs to me belongs to me. You know, in Zimbabwe, there is a saying which they want to express that you have done something which is not yours. This is not your duty. So in Zimbabwe, fathers are respected much. So when the father is away, my food is left in a special plate. It's like that when the father comes, you must eat. So if the son comes before the father comes and eat that food, what it simply means that you have taken yourself and put yourself in the position of the father, and you will be in trouble for that. So likewise, when we give, you are giving, we are putting ourselves in proper position. We are here and God is here. Giving as well, point number 9, it tests our faithfulness. You know, verse 17, if you had to go through that chapter up to verse 17, it says, I know, my God, that you test their heart and are pleased with integrity. God is pleased if we give, because we are just showing ourselves that we are faithful to God. Lastly, the way you perceive God determines the way you give. The way you perceive God determines the way you give. Our God is the owner of the universe. He is the creator of everything, including that you have, including your property, including your money, including everything that you have. He is the creator of everything. We have been blessed by the Lord with everything that we have. So the way we perceive our God determines the way we give as well. Now, I want to conclude by telling you a simple story. It is said that in Zimbabwe, there is a church which was deteriorating. The people were coming in their numbers, but financially it was deteriorating. At the same time, the roof was falling down. So the minister stood in front of the people and said, "Now, guys, next week we want to come and give to the Lord. So may you please come with anything that you have to the Lord." So in that church, there were some people who were selling at the market, selling tomatoes. Some were teachers and the like. So on the day, people came with their numbers. You know, the farmers brought their lambs. The teachers brought their money, a lot of people. So as the people were entering the door, they were shocked to see a coffin. So when the things were being sold, auctioned in the church, and the money was given to the church. So as the people were astonished to see a strange thing, a coffin in the church, who brought this? So they later on discovered that there was this guy who was at the corner there, was very silent, not talking to anyone. His name was John. They later realized that John was a carpenter and was a coffin maker. So he heard the word. The minister said, everyone must bring what he has to the church. So John was a coffin maker. He brought the coffin to the church. As the people were busy now, the things were being auctioned, so the coffin was brought. No one wanted the coffin. So one of the elders said, "I am going to buy this coffin at £100. I'm going to buy it to the minister." And the minister said, no, you can't buy that for me." And the minister took out £200 and said, "I am going to buy it to the cake session, the clerk." The clerk said, no, minister, you can't do that to me. That's unfair." The minister said, the cake session said, "I'm going to pump £1,000 and I'm going to buy it for my wife." And the wife said, "Oh, so you want to kill me?" Later on, John's friend raised up and said, "I am going to buy this coffin for £5,000, but I will buy it back to John." And John lifted the coffin and went back with his coffin. But just to look at the amount of money which was generated because of that auction, because John had just brought what he had to the Lord. So likewise, we must bring what we have to the Lord. May the Lord richly bless the reading and the preaching of his word today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.